Birth rates in California are at a record low, according to the most recent census data. Our birth rates are lower than the national average, and in San Francisco, they're lower still. The drop in birth rates has been described as marking a historic transition for the state, but it's still difficult to pinpoint why it's happening. There are lots of reasons, including career choices and infertility, but some women are simply choosing not to have children.
More and more married couples in this country are choosing to go childless.
I think it's incredibly selfish to not have children.
Having kids equals a happy marriage. It makes the family complete.
People are not reproducing. They're too busy having a good time. All you got to do is look at the...
The number of child-free couples will increase 44%.
Producer Meta Jensen took a look at this decision to go childless in a short radio documentary she co-produced called Living Without. Here's Meta.
The Holy Bible, chapter 1, verse 28. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, Be fruitful, and multiply and replenish the earth. And so they did. But a lot of water has run under the bridge since God gave his first commandment. Today, nearly 20% of American women end their childbearing years without giving birth to a child. That is 1 in 5, compared with 1 in 10. In the 1970s. But beyond the demographic statistics, the real story lies with the people who have chosen not to have children.
My mom's friend Sue would actually give me a dollar to hang out with her kid.
This is Heather Kennedy. She's 36 years old and lives in Half Moon Bay, California.
If I could get money from it, then I guess I was okay with it.
She knew from the age of 8 that she did not want children.
Pretty much every single OB-GYN that I've ever had, I have asked about getting sterilized.
But the answer was always no. You're too young. You might change your mind.
They tend not to take you seriously. It's really frustrating.
But Heather's family took her seriously.
I remember a couple years ago mentioning to my grandmother that I wasn't going to have children, and she went off the handle. She was not happy with that. She was like, don't say that. That's a horrible thing to say. You don't mean that. Of course you want to have children. You'll regret it if you don't. You need to have kids. And so I just kind of chose to drop it. No point in arguing with a 90-year-old woman.
Heather's grandmother was from another time, back before women entered the workforce.
According to a new study, women held 49% of the nation's 132 million jobs in June.
Before they got college degrees.
Today, women outnumber men in college. That's a stunning statistic.
And before they had the option to protect themselves from unwanted pregnancies.
The birth control pill turns 50 this year. It is the most widely used method of contraception.
Amy Blackstone, a professor in sociology at Maine University, explains.
Since the 1970s, I think that we've seen a number of cultural changes that meant that for women, having a child became a choice.
The choice is evident. In 2011, after the financial crisis, American birth rates fell to the lowest ever in U.S. history. For the first time in recent memory, Americans were having fewer babies than the French or British. There are now more households with dogs than children in the U.S. But Amy Blackstone says you won't see these trends reflected in popular media.
There are tons of Hollywood films that I think glamorize parenthood, from Baby Mama.
I'm 37 and I want a baby.
To Knocked Up.
Get married and have babies.
Parenthood.
Eat you for lunch.
I'm gonna eat you for lunch.
The message is that the most rewarding and most meaningful thing that a person can do is bear a child.
My mom's having a baby.
When people hear about this trend of more and more people not having children, some of the questions that they ask are, who's going to take care of them when they get older? That the child-free are selfish, that they're materialistic, they must hate children, and why do they hate children?
That's not how Rachel Hall sees herself. She's from Berkeley, she's 48 years old, and doesn't have kids. She doesn't hate them either. But since she was a girl, she could tell she wasn't drawn to them like other girls her age.
Some kids, like my sister, for example, loved children. My mother, when she was a kid, loved to babysit, always knew that she wanted to have kids and she ended four of them. That was not me. It was some kind of innate nature in me, perhaps, that I wasn't drawn to them.
Rachel Hall pursued a career as a software developer and nurtured her life by volunteering at animal shelters. In her late 20s, she found her big passion. Running.
It became an important part of my life, you know, as a way to work off some steam and be out in nature, up in the hills. I started having these dreams. I would really desperately want to go for a run. You know, I had my running gear on. And then I would get to the point like, oh, I'm going to head out the door, and then realize I can't leave because there's this infant here that I'm responsible for. I remember just being kind of panic in this state of kind of disbelief, like, what am I going to do? And then I would wake up, and I would just have this huge sense of relief that it was just a dream.
Rachel had to figure out if she would regret not having children. What about when she was older? What if her feelings changed? Maybe Kelly Flynn would know.
My name is Kelly Flynn.
She's a 54-year-old retired teacher from Michigan. A ruptured appendix in her 30s meant that she and her husband could never have kids on their own. She says they chose not to adopt because of her husband's age. So, instead of being a mother, she enjoyed the benefits of being without children.
I had the freedom to quit my job when I got tired of it.
She published two books, the most recent being A Teacher's Lounge Uncensored.
I didn't have to worry about money because I didn't have to save for a child's braces or a college education or a wedding. 95% of the time, I don't even think about it anymore. It's just those certain times when I see a mother and daughter together and they're holding hands, doing something mother-daughterish, that I feel kind of a pang and think, oh, gosh, you know, I sure would love to have had that.
As Kelly Flynn grew older, a new concern arose.
When my dad became sick and started needing a lot of help, you know, I thought about how much I was doing for him, and it just kind of hit me, like, well, who's going to do that for me? I mean, there are fabulous caregivers out there, but I guess my concern is that they won't know me like my own children would. I knew that he was a construction worker all his life, you know, quite macho. So I helped him kind of keep his increasing frailty hidden from his friends. And a stranger doesn't know those things about you like your own child would, and they might not care so much about honoring them.
So, back to Rachel Hall, the runner with the baby nightmare.
Okay. Did you do anything special?
Reptiles.
Reptiles?
Here she is, talking to Elan, her nephew. And she also has a niece that she babysits every once in a while. She even gets mistaken as their mom when they're at the park.
I like King Cobra.
Really? King Cobra?
I just kind of tickled that people actually assume that I'm the mother. Because I know inside that that's just so far away from the reality.
There's no way of knowing if Rachel Hall will end up having some of the same doubts that Kelly Flynn described. But for now, she stands by her decision not to have children of her own.
I think honestly that there's an element of it that I'm kind of proud of it. That, you know, I made that decision not to have kids and I'm totally okay with it. And there are people out there and I'm one of them. And we're not odd or, you know, there's nothing wrong with us. Some people just don't want to have them, and that's okay.
For Cross Currents, I'm Mette Jensen.